Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire deal, mediators announced Wednesday, pausing a devastating 15-month war in the Gaza Strip and raising the possibility of winding down the deadliest and most destructive fighting between the bitter enemies. The deal, coming after weeks of painstaking negotiations in the Qatari capital, promises the release of dozens of hostages held by Hamas in phases, the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israel, and would allow hundreds of thousands of people displaced in Gaza to return to what remains of their homes. It also would flood badly needed humanitarian aid into the devastated territory. The agreement is expected to go into effect in the coming days. A Russian missile attack forced Ukraine to shut down parts of its power grid. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia has launched a major ballistic and cruise missile attack on regions across Ukraine. The attack targeted energy production and compelled authorities to shut down the power grid in some areas, despite freezing winter weather, according to officials. The Russian Defense Ministry said that it launched a strike on what it called critically important facilities of gas and energy infrastructure that ensure the functioning of Ukraine's military industrial complex. The barrage came a day after the Russian Defense Ministry vowed a response to what it said was an attack on Russian soil using multiple Western-supplied missiles. I'm Karen Chamas.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has accused Russia of planning acts of sabotage worldwide, including acts of air terror against airlines at a news conference in Warsaw on Wednesday, alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The pro-European Union government in Warsaw says that Russia is pursuing acts of hybrid war against Poland and other Western countries in retaliation for their support for Poland's neighbor Ukraine and its struggle against Russia's full-scale invasion. This is VOA News. A final round of dangerous fire weather is forecast for Southern California. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Santa Ana winds continue in the Los Angeles area with gusts that could bring 65-mile-per-hour winds. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California.
We're still looking at critical fire weather conditions.
The wildfire is killing more than two dozen and destroying thousands of homes and buildings.
Hopefully, if we can get through today, we're going to have some better conditions for late week and especially into Friday and Saturday. Firefighters, when they show up to these fires, they're facing flame lengths that are about three to five story buildings.
Officials warning residents to be ready in case of additional evacuations. I'm Julie Walker.
TikTok plans to shut its app for U.S. users from Sunday when a federal ban on the social media app could come into effect unless the Supreme Court moves to block it. The law would mandate a ban only on new TikTok downloads on Apple or Google app stores while existing users could continue using it for some time. That said, quote-unquote, TikTok refugees have piled into Chinese social media app RedNote. Veteran Chinese users with some sense of bewilderment welcomed their American counterparts and swapped notes with them on topics like food and youth unemployment. I think people probably chose RedNote more from an emotional point of view rather than Instagram or other similar platforms available in the United States. Many, like digital economy scholar Liu Zhangling, are fascinated by the social implications of the TikTok exodus. I think this is the first large-scale interaction between Chinese and American netizens. In the past, we may have had some sporadic exchanges, but this is the first time on the same platform, and it is the first time that a large number of people have had such a very large-scale exchange, and the exchanges between the two sides are relaxed and enthusiastic. In only 2 days, more than 700,000 new users joined RedNote. U.S. downloads of RedNote were up more than 200% this week. Mozambique's new president, Daniel Chapo, took the oath of office in the capital of Maputo and said the southern African nation needs, quote-unquote, unity, following weeks of violent demonstrations over the fiercely disputed election results. Mozambique's future is in our hands. Today, more than ever, we need unity, courage, and determination. It won't be an easy journey, but we have to have full confidence in the strength of the Mozambican people, of our national unity, which is the secret of our success. Supporters of opposition candidate Venancio Mondlane, who insists he won the vote, have protested for months, sometimes drawing a violent police response. The Frelimo Party, of which Chapo is a member, has governed Mozambique since independence from Portugal in 1975. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.